Welcome to 9-to-5 Mac Daily for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. With the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro now available, attention is shifting towards availability of a smart battery case for the new iPhones. 9-to-5 Mac has now discovered references to new smart battery case models within iOS 13.1, and these are likely for the new iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and iPhone 11 Pro Max. As you'll remember, 9-to-5 Mac revealed Apple's plans for new smart battery cases for the iPhone XR and iPhone XS in December of last year, and Apple then released the cases in January. The same now appears to be happening with the iPhone 11. Of course, one of the selling points of the new iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro is improved battery life. The iPhone 11 offers an extra hour compared to the iPhone XR, the iPhone 11 Pro offers 4 more hours than the iPhone XS, and the iPhone 11 Pro Max offers 5 additional hours compared to the iPhone XS Max. Despite the improved battery life, Apple is seemingly planning to release new smart battery cases for each of the 2019 iPhone models. In the iOS 13.1 beta, there are 3 references to new smart battery cases. While release information is unclear, the presence of the new cases in iOS 13.1 suggests a release sometime this fall, likely in time for the holiday shopping season. It's also unclear what sort of battery capacity and features the new smart battery cases will offer, but we expect them to be similar to earlier smart battery cases with features like Qi charging, lightning connectivity, and more. In other news, after several months of back and forth with a lot of speculation, Apple today has confirmed its manufacturing plans for the all-new Mac Pro. The company has announced that it will assemble the new Mac Pro in Austin, Texas, using the same facility that has been used to assemble the previous generation Mac Pro since 2013. According to Apple, the redesigned Mac Pro components and assembly will represent a larger American investment than the last Mac Pro. The company says the value of American-made components is 2.5 times greater in the 2019 Mac Pro compared to the 2013 model. Texas won't be the only American state with a 2019 Mac Pro footprint either. Apple credits over a dozen U.S. companies, manufacturers, and suppliers across 8 states with help creating the new Mac Pro. This includes companies in Arizona, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and more. Apple also acknowledges the reported exemption needed to import non-American components used in the U.S.-manufactured Mac Pro. Apple says the U.S. manufacturing of the new machine is made possible following a federal product exclusion it is receiving for certain necessary components. Essentially, this means Apple will be able to import Mac Pro parts from other countries without having to pay a tariff on them. Apple unveiled the redesigned Mac Pro in June at WWDC alongside the high-end Apple Pro Display XDR. Both products will ship before the end of the year. Fall detection on the Apple Watch Series 4 and now Series 5 has been credited with saving lives all over the world in the year since the feature was introduced. The latest real-world story is a great example of why people of all ages should consider turning on the feature. Gabe Burdett shared his family's experience in a Facebook post on Friday morning, and it's a story that has quickly gone viral, with nearly 500,000 shares and counting. Gabe and his father Bob had plans to mountain bike together last weekend, but Gabe's dad experienced a bad fall while biking before his son arrived. A text message automatically sent to his iPhone from his dad's Apple Watch notified Gabe about the fall and shared his exact location. Apple Watch Series 4 and later include a built-in fall detection feature. It's turned off by default if you're under 65, but anyone can turn it on from the Watch app on the iPhone. The feature works by intelligently detecting when a sudden fall occurs, automatically calling emergency services if the person doesn't dismiss the alert within 1 minute of falling. If the person's emergency contact information is filled out, that contact will also be notified with a text message and a map of the watch's location at the time of the fall. That's exactly what happened when Gabe's father fell while wearing his Apple Watch. The feature worked exactly as intended, and Gabe's father was located and driven to the hospital by emergency services before Gabe even had time to arrive at the site of the fall. As for the health of his father, Gabe says he's doing okay after the experience, but that it could have been much scarier without the Apple Watch tracking his health and his well-being. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a collection of new iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro coverage, including a closer look at night mode, a durability test, and much more. We've also got a detailed look at all of the iOS 13 apps that work with dark mode, sign in with Apple, voice control, and more. Read all of that at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.